Edgar Meyer. Thank you. Waldo Otto. I'm glad he could wait, break away from his car lot. Otto Auto Sales. Well, thank you very much. Can you hang? I mean, it's Sunday night. Can you hang? Are you sure? Because, I mean, we can stop. We're not going to, but we could. All I got to say is Jerry is very inspired, as he told me last night, when he looks out and sees the sign, Killer Flank Steak and Corn. He is inspired. They've showered Jerry with love and flank steaks. So.
What's it like to be buried up to your elbows in flank steak?
Flank. Now, friends, we all know, of course, that Bela Fleck has taken the banjo to new heights, to great heights. Higher in Bridalville Falls. Higher in Sam Bush in the 70s. No, wait, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I did, didn't I? Damn it. I didn't hear it. But, sorry, Jerry's kind of thinking about flank steak right now, and it's going to take a few minutes for him to come back. He's back. He's back now, and he's ready to play this kind of music. And not only has Bela made the banjo into a jazz instrument, not so shabby. He's also, you know, done all kinds of things. And now he's actually ventured into a new form of music. It's a combination. And we think there's not enough good polka tunes in the world today. So he's made a combination of polka music and bluegrass music. Bela? What is it that you call your new form of music now, your new fusion of polka and bluegrass?
I call it poke-ass music, Sam.
Gonna be a hot time in the old campground tonight. I see it coming. So here's Bela Fleck to kick off